You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host, Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We're going to hear a new study here, well, actually a new series from my preaching series that which you hear on this radio program, WGOD. You usually hear a mix of some of the Sunday sermons that I preach at Island Community Church. Now, Island is located in Merritt Island, and the address is 1000 North Banana River Drive. We meet at 10:30 on Sunday mornings. Starting this weekend, we're meeting on Sunday nights as well. 6 to around 7:15 or so. Sunday mornings, 10:30. Sunday nights, 6 to around 7:15. And Sunday nights, at least for the next 13 weeks, we're going to be going through a series in Genesis. I'm really excited about it. You are invited to come out to Island Community Church. Love to see you. My brother Fred will be teaching the Sunday night series through Genesis. I'm excited about that. Love to meet you on Sunday morning or Sunday evening or on Wednesday night as well. Wednesday night at 6 o'clock, we're in the book of Acts. We're in around chapter 17. And that's also what I'm teaching here on WGOD. As many of you know, we've been going through the book of Acts here for a while. So sometimes you hear studies in Acts. Sometimes you'll hear studies from what I preached on Sunday. That's what you're going to hear starting today. For the next couple days, it's a brand new series I started 5 weeks ago. It's a 16-week series through the 16 chapters of the Gospel of Mark. So we're going to hear today and then Tuesday and Wednesday at least, chapter 1 and week 1. So let's get right into the Word now. This is week 1 of the Gospel of Mark.
We're going to look at one of the four Gospels. And that gospel would be the gospel according to Peter. All right, probably think, uh-oh, he's Catholic. Now he's going to preach the gospel according to Peter. No, the gospel according to Mark. But where do you think Mark got his gospel from? We're going to find that out here today. I want to take 16 weeks in here and look at one chapter a week. Now, I called Mark the Gospel of Peter because this is where Mark got all his information from. A little background information goes a long way. Now, we're granted a bird's eye view here of what took place in Mark's house. So if you would please, the right place to start would be Acts chapter 12. Now, I said what I said earlier because I think there is a fictitious gospel called the Gospel of Peter, which wasn't written by Peter, but says the name, the Gospel of Peter, but is not genuine. If you want to read the genuine Gospel of Peter, read the book of Mark, and you'll find it. Acts chapter 12. Let's pick it up in verse 1. Now, at that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church, and he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And because he saw that it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of the unleavened bread. Notice Herod the Great's grandson is a people pleaser. Verse 4. Now when he had apprehended him, or arrested him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four quaternions of soldiers to keep him. New King James has four squads of soldiers to keep him, intending to bring him before the people after Pascha. King James says Easter, Greek word Pascha, call it Passover. It's the Greek word for Passover. Now Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, or bound with two chains between two soldiers, and the guards before the door were keeping the prison. Now behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison, and he struck Peter on the side, raised him up, saying, "Arise up quickly," and the chains fell off from his hands. And the angel said to him, "Gird thyself, bind on thy sandals." And so he did. And he saith unto him, "Cast thy garment about thee and follow me." So he went, he went out and followed him. And he wist not, or he did not know that it was true which was done by the angel, but he thought he saw a vision. When they were past the first and second ward, they came to the iron gate that leads out of the city. Again, let me read it out of the New King James. When they were past the first and second guard posts, they came to an iron gate that leads to the city, which opened to them of its own accord. And they went out and went down the street, and immediately the angel departed from him. Okay, look at Peter. Sleeping between two guards, and he's chained to both of them. And where it says squads, a squad had four soldiers. There was four squads of four soldiers. What's four times four? He had 16 guards watching him. He's chained to two of them, and there's an iron gate. So what does all this add up to? No hope. Without God, there was no hope for Peter. By the way, notice what happens to a believer in Jesus Christ if it's not their turn or time to leave this world. He can take a situation with no hope and turn it around for your good. See, nothing can prevent you, the child of God. Nothing will take you out of this world before your time. Now, when it was Peter's time, history has it, he was crucified upside down. You slip on the proverbial banana peel when your ministry is over here. But until that time, 16 guards and an iron gate couldn't keep Peter from continuing to preach the gospel, because that was the will of God for him. Just wanted you to see that. Literally, no hope. Okay, verse 11. Now, when Peter came to himself, I bet, he said, "Now I know for certain the Lord has sent his angel and has delivered me from the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the Jews." So when he had considered this, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark. Okay, John is his Hebrew name. Mark is his Roman name. Like Saul is his Hebrew name. Paul is his Roman name. Here's John called Mark. Where many were gathered together praying. And as Peter knocked on the door of the gate, a girl named Rhoda came to answer. Verse 14. And when she recognized Peter's voice, Because of her gladness, she did not open the gate, but ran in and announced that Peter stood before the gate. And they said to her, "Thou art mad." This is comical. Here they are. Here's the church praying nonstop, praying 24 hours a day. Lord, release Peter. Lord, release Peter. Lord, release Peter. Peter knocks on the door. What do they say? "Thou art mad." "You have great faith. Thou art mad." And she goes, "No, really, it's Peter." And their answer to that was, verse 15, "It is his angel." Now, this is one of the proof texts. There's two of them. I don't have the other one offhand. It's in Matthew. We looked at this on Wednesday night. Huh? Matthew 18, where it says that don't harm a child, that their angel stands before God. Proof text that children have guardian angels. Right here, they're kind of speculating, but maybe not. Maybe they knew something that we don't know. People have a guardian angel. According to Jesus, people have a guardian angel. Like Donna just said, it's chapter 18 of Matthew. Also, Mark was a traveling companion of Paul and Barnabas. Now, keep your place here in Acts. At least for a while, he was a traveling companion. Acts chapter 13, verse 13, tells us Mark had deserted them. But Barnabas liked Mark and wanted to give him another chance. Let's turn a couple more chapters to Acts chapter 15. Verse 36. Acts chapter 15, verse 35. It says, "Paul and Barnabas also remained in Antioch, teaching and preaching the word of the Lord with many others also. And some days after, Paul said unto Barnabas, 'Let us go again visit our brethren in every city where we have preached the word of the Lord and see how they do.'" Let's go back and see how these guys are doing where we just left. "And Barnabas was determined to take with them John, whose surname was Mark. But Paul insisted that they should not take with them the one who had departed from them in Pamphylia and had not gone with them to the work." Verse 39. "Then the contention became so sharp that they parted from one another. So Barnabas took Mark and sailed to Cyprus." This is the only New Testament account of leaders in the church fighting with each other and it becoming so bad. The argument was so bad that they parted company. One went one way, one went the other. It was over Mark, the author of this gospel. Verse 40. "But Paul chose Silas and departed, being commended by the brethren to the grace of God. And he went through Syria and Cilicia, confirming or strengthening the churches." Okay, there's some background info on Mark and who Mark is. Apparently, Mark had got cold feet in the past and deserted Paul and Barnabas.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.